Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Praise the Lord that we're able to gather in this way this morning on Resurrection Sunday.
赞美主，在今天这主日的早晨，在复活的早晨，我们可以聚在他的面前。
I hope and pray that we all had a chance to remember our Savior and what He did on our behalf.
我们实在盼望，我也祷告说，我们都有个机会来纪念我们主，我们的救主为我们所成就所做的。
And we praise him, that we, as believers, we can join him in his death and in his resurrection life.
我们赞美主，因为我们都是信主的人，我们可以与他的死联合，我们可以与他的复活来联合。
And that it's in his resurrection life that we gather here today.
今天早晨，我们在他的复活的生命里面来聚集。
Let's open with a short word of prayer.
我们开始有点祷告。
Lord God, we exalt your name on high.
亲爱的主神，我们来高举你的名。
We worship you because you are greatly to be praised and you have accomplished a great work of salvation.
我们来敬拜你，因为你是配得我们的赞美，因为你为我们成就了大事。
We thank you that you are the risen King and you're reigning and sovereign over all things, seated at the right hand of the Father.
我们谢谢你，你是那位复活的君王，主啊，你坐在父的旁边，主啊，你实在是那里坐宝座。
We just welcome you into this place, this morning, that you would be upon the speaking, the interpreting, as well as the hearing.
今天早晨，我们求你来与我们丰富的同在，主啊，对我们说的，对我们翻译的，对我们听的，你自己来做工在我们身上。
We pray that every word would come from your very own heart.
我们祷告，我们说的每一个字都从你的心里面出来。
And that we can be encouraged and that we can be pointed back to yourself.
那我们每一个人都得激励，那我们每一个人都带回到你的旨意上面来。
We praise you in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Let's begin today by reading a few verses.
我们开始的时候先来读几处的经文。
The first passage is from 2 Chronicles 14, 2-5.
我们先来读历代志下14章第二节到第五节。
I'll read it through and then my brother will read in Mandarin.
我来读英文的，我弟兄会来读中文的。
Asa did good and right in the sight of the Lord his God, for he removed the foreign altars and high places, tore down the sacred pillars, cut down the asherim, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandment.He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was undisturbed under him.
历代志下十四章第二节，亚撒行耶和华他神眼中看为正、为善、为正的事，除掉外邦神的坛和丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶，吩咐犹大人寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，遵行他的律法诫命。又在犹大各城邑除掉丘坛和日向，那时国享太平。
And the second passage that I want to read is from the next chapter in 15, verses 1 to 2, as well as verse 7.
我们第二处的经文是15章1到2节，还有第7节。
Now the Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him,Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. And if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
神的灵感动俄德的儿子亚撒利亚，他出来迎接亚撒，对他说，亚撒和犹大，便雅悯众人啊，要听我说，你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在。你们若寻求他，就必寻见。你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。
And then verse 7, But you, be strong, and do not lose courage, for there is reward for your work.
第七节，现在你们要刚强，不要手软，因你们所行的必得赏赐。
So this morning, I would like to fellowship upon seeking the Lord and finding him.
今天早晨，我跟大家分享的题目就是来寻求主，并且寻见他。
And I would like to use the story of Asa and Judah to illustrate the promise and stern warning of the Lord.
今天早晨我要用亚撒王的故事还有犹大民的这个故事来说明我们怎么样来寻求他并且能寻见他。
In the times of the kings, there was much weakness in the Israelites as they seemingly alternated between good and bad kings.
我们看见在列王记的时代 好像有一个现象，就是好王和坏王轮流出现。
The good kings would lead them to seek the Lord, while the bad kings would lead them to forsake the Lord and worship idols.
好的王会带领他们来寻求主，那坏的王就会带领百姓离弃主来拜偶像。
Rehoboam and Abijah were the first two kings of Judah after Solomon's reign and after the kingdoms were split.
在所罗门之后，当这个王国分裂之后，我们看见耶罗波安王和亚比亚王，就是头两个王。
The society was given over to idols, ashram, high places, worshiping however and whomever they pleased.
整个的社会被交在偶像的手里面，被交在亚撒拉的这个偶像的手里面，然后百姓就按照自己的心意来敬拜他们所想要敬拜的，按照他们自己的方式来敬拜。
They had adopted the rituals and gods of the neighboring countries, provoking the Lord to anger.
他们从外邦神，从外国，从邻近的国家里面借用了那些宗教的仪式，拜他们的偶像，惹神的愤怒。
And thus, Judah was continually at war with Israel and the surrounding nations.
就是因为这个原因，以色列犹大国就与以色列国还有邻近的国家就不断有征战。
But then there was a turning point with King Asa.
但这里面有一个转折点，就是亚撒王的出现。
He was a good king, and the first thing he did was to remove the foreign altars and high places, and tear down the sacred pillars, cut down the ashram, and command Judah to seek the Lord and observe His law and commandments.
犹大王是一个好王，他做的第一件的事情就是除掉外邦神的坛和丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶，吩咐犹大人寻求耶和华他们列祖的神。
And because of Asa's faithfulness, God granted him 10 years of peace in the land, where he could build up Judah and the land prospered.
因着亚撒王向着主的信实，我们的主就赐给他有10年平安的日子，国中太平，没有征战，他就可以来建造他们的国家，使全人民百姓幸福。
And yet, his first test came, we didn't read it in the scripture this morning, but between the first section of scripture we read and the second section of scripture, there was a test where a large Ethiopian army came upon Asa.
后来就有个试验临到他，这就是古斯王谢拉率领他的军兵，很大的军兵，圣经里说有100万的军兵来与他征战。
And in his moment of distress, he called out to the Lord. He acknowledged him as God, and the Lord delivered him.
在这样一个困难的时候，他向我们的神来呼求，我们的神就拯救他。
And it is with this context that we then approach the focus of our time this morning, which is the warning that the Lord gave to Asa after this victory.
在这样的背景里面，我们今天晚上就来交通这个重点，就是我们的神把赐给亚撒王的这个警告。
After a great deliverance, it can be easy to fall into complacency.
在一个大的征战得胜之后，很容易我们会落在这样一个自满里面。
And God wanted Asa to be resolute in his seeking and following of the Lord.
我们的神要亚撒王能够立定心智来跟随他。
2 Chronicles 15:2 describes the warning that he gave. That the Lord gave to Asa, as well as the people of Judah and Benjamin.
在历代志下十五章第二节这里面，就是描述了这个从主来的这个警告。这个警告是给犹大民和便雅悯民众。
And my feeling is that this is the same warning that the Lord has for His people today.
我的感觉，在今天这个时代，主也把同样的一个警告赐给我们。
And that is the Lord is with you when you are with Him.
这个警告就是说，你如果顺服耶和华你的神，我们的神就要与你同在。
Turn and seek the Lord with all your heart.
我们需要来回转，来全心来寻求我们的主。
If you seek Him, He will let you find Him.
如果我们来寻找他，他就会让我们寻见他。
But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you.
如果我们离弃他，他就会离弃我们。
And so this morning, what I would like to fellowship upon is what does it mean to seek the Lord?His promise, and what it means to find Him, and then lastly, what it means to seek the Lord together.
今天早上我要跟大家分享三个点。第一个点就是说，来寻求主到底是什么意思？然后第二个点是讲到说，我们寻求主一定会让我们寻见他，这是个应许。然后最后一点，我们来分享一下，我们怎样在基督的身体里面，在合一里面来寻求主。
So what does it mean to seek the Lord?
寻求主是什么意思?
To seek something or someone, it means to search out, to inquire, to pursue.
寻求主的意思就是我们要来寻求，我们来寻找，我们来求问，我们来追求。
You seek the one that you love, to know their likes and dislikes, their character, and there's a deep yearning within to know.
当我们来追求我们所爱的时候的话呢，我们就想要知道他们喜欢什么，他们不喜欢什么，他们的性格爱好怎么样子，在我们里面有一个很深的爱慕。
And there's effort involved, yet it seems like nothing, because you love the person so much, and you want to draw near, and you want to know them intimately.
这个寻求，这个爱是有代价的。但是呢，因着我们爱的缘故，我们不觉得是付出了很大的代价，因为我们要亲近我们所爱的，因为我们要跟我们所爱的那个对象有很亲密的关系。
God loves it when his people seek him and inquire of him. It shows a genuine love for him that he is desired above all else.
我们的神喜爱他的百姓来寻求他的面，来求问他自己，因为在这样的一个寻求，在这样的一个求问的过程里面，向着神显出了真正的爱，这是神所要的。
Additionally, there's the aspect of seeking the Lord with your whole heart.
在另外一方面的话呢，我们说这样的寻求必须全心全意的寻求。
In Deuteronomy 4:29, it reads, "But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul."
在申命记四章二十九节这里说，但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神。你尽心尽性寻求他的时候就必寻见。
In Jeremiah 29:13 it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek for me with all your heart."
在耶利米书29章13节这里说，你们寻找我，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我就必寻见。
And thus we see that we need to be willing to forsake all else to gain the Lord.
这里呢，我们看见说，当我们寻求主的时候，我们要放下其他的一切来寻求主。
Oftentimes we want to have both what the Lord offers while still keeping the world.
很多时候我们好像是要来抓两边，一方面要抓着主，另一方面要抓着世界。
The truth is we cannot have both.
但是这个事实就是说我们不能两手一起抓。
We must choose in our inner being one or the other.
在我们里面我们要做个选择，我们只能选其中的一个。
There can only be one object of love in your heart.
在我们心里面我们爱的对象只能有一个。
And your heart has a limited capacity no matter what we like to think.
因为我们不管我们自己怎么想的，实际情况就是我们的爱里面的这个度量是有限的。
In the same way, you can only listen to one person at a time.
同样的情况就是当我们听着别人说话的时候，我们只能听一个人在说话。
It's impossible to hear someone speak and hear yourself think at the same time.
就是如果我们一方面自己里面在想我们想要就自己在想我们自己的事情，在这个时候我们是不能听见别人说话的。
If we're busy listening to what we're thinking inside, we will miss out completely on what the Lord is trying to say to us.
如果我们自己在想我们自己的想法的时候呢，我们是不能听见主对我们所说的话。
And thus we must give him our hearts completely.
所以我们要把我们的全心来交给我们的主。
We cannot seek the Lord half-heartedly.
我们追求主的事情上面我们不能三心二意。
In Luke 14:33 it says, "So then none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions."
在路加福音十四章三十三节这里说，这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
In Matthew 17:25 it says, "For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it."
在马太福音十六章二十五节这里说，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
None of us can really be God's disciples unless we're willing to give up everything we are, our desires, our goals, our priorities, our love, and even everything we own.
如果我们要真正成为主的门徒，我们就必须放下我们自己所有的一切，包括我们的愿望、我们的渴慕、我们的目标、我们的优先次序、我们的爱，包括我们所拥有的一切。
We might think that this is a pretty high price to pay, but what we gain in return is something so much greater. The life of Christ in us.
这个我们所要付的代价好像是很大的，但是呢，我们所要获得的回报也是非常大的，因为基督耶稣的生命在我们里面作为我们的回报。
How foolish it would be of us to limit the life of Christ in us because we're holding on to the pattern of our old lives, which really isn't living at all.
如果我们只是抓住我们过去的这个旧有的生活方式，这个在神眼中是一点不价没有价值的。我们为了这些没有价值的东西，却失去了基督在我们里面做生命这样一个最伟大的祝福。
May we seek the Lord with our whole heart.
那用我们每一个人都来全心来寻求我们的主。
Another thing, as it described in terms of seeking the Lord, is to put away the world and everything in it.
关于寻求主这件事情，还有另外一点，就是我们要把世界撇下，放到一边去。
And there were three things that the Bible describes that Asa put away, when he first began to reign.
在圣经里面记载，当亚撒成为王的时候，他做了三件事情。
The first one was the removal of the abominable idols.
第一件事情就是除去那些可憎的偶像。
Idols are all the things in the world that have been elevated above God or taken the place of God.
偶像就是那些取代神的那些事物，甚至是那些被高举超过神的那些事物。
The people at the time had allowed foreign idols to enter into their worship, and they adopted the gods of their neighbors and worshipped idols of wood and stone.
在列王记那个时代，那个百姓从外邦的国家里面来借用他们的偶像，来借用他们的敬拜方式。
It seems absurd to us that they would be convinced to do these things, but what are the idols that we have in our own lives?
从我们现在人的眼光来看，当时的人居然离弃真神去拜偶像，是一个很荒唐的事情。可是，如果我们看我们自己，在我们的生活中间，我们有没有一些偶像呢？
What are some of the things from the world that have seeped into our lives and taken the place of the Lord to where we forget Him and seek those things instead?
我们想想看，有没有一些世界上的事物渗透到我们的生命中，取代了主在我们心中的地位，以至于我们都忘记来寻求他这件事情。
These things can be good things, but when they're elevated to ultimate things, they replace the Lord and it displeases him.
这些事物其实在人类眼中看也许是好的事物，但那些事物被高举到超过主的地位或者取代主的地位的时候，这个事物就不讨神喜悦了。
The second thing that Asa did was to destroy the Asherim.
第二件事情亚撒王所做的就是除去亚瑟拉。
These were wooden pillars of a Canaanite goddess, that were either a pole or molded even into a tree.
这亚瑟拉就是迦南地的当地的这个女神，往往是就是被刻在木头上面，或者是雕刻在树上面。
Asa's mother had created a pole, and Asa crushed it and burned it at the brook of Kidron.
亚撒的母亲就造了一个这个柱像，就是亚撒拉的像，但是呢，亚撒王就把它除去，把它给打碎，把它给烧毁，烧在这个敌人系的旁边。
We likewise need to be violent against the deeply rooted sins in our lives and ask the Lord to do the good work of heart surgery to eradicate these sins.
同样的，对于那些在我们生命中隐藏很深的这些罪，我们也需要用暴力，能够我们来求主来做一个开心的手术，除去这些罪，拔掉这些事物。
As you open yourself up to the Lord, you may find that these sins were long overlooked and have become even acceptable to us in a certain way.
当我们向主敞开我们自己的时候，在圣灵的光照中，我们就看见说，这些罪是长期被忽视的，以至于我们好像在自己里面觉得可以接受的了。
We passed over them, making excuses and lowered the standard that God had set in His Word.
我们往往是用各种的理由，能够使我们自己的良心能够平安，能够忽视它。能够好像是降低神的标准，然后以至于我们能够与他相处。
And without this violence of crushing and burning it, these things will be a hindrance to us, and they will keep us from seeking the Lord.
如果不是通过这种好像暴力的方式来打碎、来除去、来烧毁这些事情，就会成为那个拦阻我们来寻求神。
The third thing that Asa removed were the high places.
第三件亚撒王所做的事情就是除去那个丘坛。
And these represent a deviation, from worshiping in the way that the Lord had originally intended.
这丘坛就代表说我们偏离了神原来所设计的那个敬拜的方式。
The Lord had, through Solomon, created a holy temple where the Lord was to meet with his people, and that's where worship was to be held.
我们知道所罗门建造的这个圣殿就是神所要的，他的百姓与他来敬拜他的这个方式。
Yet in those days, everyone worshipped in the way that made most sense to them.
但是在列王的时代，百姓按着己意来敬拜他们的神。
They either had their own household idols, and they set aside different places to burn incense and pray, or they might have even worshipped the Lord at these high places.But all of it fell short of the worship that God had intended.
他们有的时候家里面有偶像，他们有的时候他们有 有自己的地方来烧香，来祷告，甚至他们其实就在秋坛上面来敬拜我们的神，按照他们自己的方式来敬拜，这个完全是偏离神自己的心意。
And God, and Asa honored the Lord when he removed all of these high places from Judah.
当亚撒王在犹大全地除去这些秋坛的时候，他就来遵从我们的主。
We must likewise remove the high places of in our own lives, our false way of worshiping.Replicas that look consistent on the surface, but underneath does not honor the Lord as God.
同样的，我们在我们的生命中、生活中，我们要除去这些秋坛。这些秋坛就代表那些虚假的方式，按照己意来崇拜的方式。这些好像敬拜，在外面看好像是很好的事情，但是在里面没有真正的来遵从我们的主、我们的神。
This could mean many religious acts for man's approval that lack the heart and true love for the Lord.
这些包括。我们那些宗教的行为在外面看好像是人的夸奖，但是呢在里面我们缺乏那个真正的属灵的意义，那个向着主的真的爱。
May the Lord convict us of our high places.
愿主来把这些秋坛来显明出来。
And lastly, in terms of what it means to seek the Lord, it is to restore the altar of the Lord.
然后呢最后一点的话呢，我们所需要所做的就是要恢复那个主的祭坛。
So not only putting away the false things, but to restore the right way of worship.
我们不光是要把那些错误的、虚假的除去，我们还要恢复那真正的、真实的、讨神喜悦的敬拜的方式。
In 2 Chronicles 15:8, it speaks of how Asa restored the altar of the Lord in the temple.
我们看见在历代志下15章第8节，亚撒王怎么样能恢复圣殿里的敬拜。
The altar is a central piece of worship upon which all the offerings outlined in Leviticus were to be made.
这个祭坛就是这个敬拜的中心，因为在祭坛上面所有的立位记里面所讲到的这个祭都要献在祭坛上面。
The sacrifices upon the altar, they make peace between God and man and allow the Lord to dwell with his people.
这祭坛上面的这个祭就能够使人与神之间有和睦，能够使神能够住在他们中间。
When the altar worship is not in place, the Lord still loves his people, but cannot draw near until they restore the altar worship.
当祭坛的这个实际祭坛的敬拜不存在的时候，虽然我们的主那么爱他的百姓，但是我们的主不能来亲近他的百姓。
How critical it is for us to have the altar in place, that our sins may be dealt with by blood and peace made on our behalf.
对我们来说，这个祭坛的生活是何等的重要，因为只有通过祭坛的生活，我们的罪才能被对付，我们才能够与神恢复平安。
Thank God that Christ went to the altar of the cross as our blood sacrifice and made peace for us.
我们感谢神，因为我们的基督为我们上了这个十字架的祭坛，献出他的宝血，使我们能够与神和睦。
So now what does it mean to find him?
然后我们寻见我们的主是什么意思呢？
The Lord loves us so much and he cares for us so deeply.He wants us to seek him so that he can reveal himself to us.
我们的主是这么的爱我们，他是这么关心我们，他要我们来寻找他，并且能够他自己向我们来显现。
From the very beginning, he created us for relationship with God, to know him and to be known by him.
从最起初的时候，我们受造就是为了与神有这个关系，能够来认识这位神，能够来被他所认识。
And, following, I have 5 things, that the Lord impressed upon me relating to what it means to find him.
下面的话有五个点我要跟大家来交通，这五个点是关于就是怎么样能够寻见他是什么意思。
The first is to know his nearness, which means that you'll be able to draw near to God, abide in him, be where he is, and be joined with him.
第一点的话呢，就是知道神与我们同在，他就这个具体的意思就是说我们能够与神来亲近，我们能够住在他的里面，我们能与他联合，我们能与他同行。
It means that he will be your closest companion and your most trusted confidant, and you'll be able to share everything with him as a friend does to a friend.
我们的神要成为我们的知己，成为我们最好的朋友，就像一个我们生活中最好的朋友知道我们那样深一样。
Secondly, we will know his heart. We'll be able to understand his heart and his mind and his purpose in these days.
第二点就知道他的心，我们要能够知道明白神在这个时代他的心思意念和他的目的。
He is so high and above us and his thoughts so great, and yet he desires to share his heart with us. How great that is.
我们的神是这么的伟大，可是他居然要来想要跟我们来亲近，要来我们来爱他，这是何等美好的一件事情。
Thirdly, we'll know his word. The Bible will be opened up to us, it'll be understandable, and it'll be a joy to read and meditate upon.
下面一点的话就是说，我们会知道神的话语，圣经要成为一本打开的书，我们在读它的时候我们能够明白，我们在思想它的时候我们充满喜乐。
His law will be imprinted or written on the tablets of our hearts, and it will help us discern right from wrong.
他的律法就会写在我们的心板上面，能够帮助我们能够分辨是非。
Fourthly, we'll know his direction, we'll know his ways.
下面一点就是我们能够知道他的方向，能够知道他的道路。
Where is the Lord going? What is he looking to achieve on this earth? How does he want to do things?
我们的主要去哪里？他的路在哪里？他的方向在哪里？他要做成什么样的事情？
With this perspective, we'll be able to conduct and live out our lives in a way that pleases the Lord and be able to make decisions that honor him.
有这样的眼光，我们就能够按照主的心意来生活，我们就能够过一个讨神喜悦的生活，能够蒙他的恩惠。
And lastly, we'll know his rest.
然后最后一点的话呢，我们就能够明白他的安息。
We see that rest was an outcome of Asa's faithfulness.
我们在圣经里面看见说，因着亚撒王的这个向神的信靠，神就把这个安息赐给他。
And because of the rest, they had an opportunity to build up Judah and to flourish and to prosper.
因着国内太平的缘故，他们就可以来建造，他们的国民就繁荣。
And we thank the Lord that all of these things we all get to experience when we find him.
我们感谢主，当我们遇见主的时候，当我们找到他的时候，这五个点我们都要经历到。
And the last major thing that I wanted to fellowship upon is the importance of seeking the Lord together.
最后一点我所要分享的就是我们作为团体，我们一同来寻求他是何等的重要。
In 2 Chronicles 15:12-13, it says, They entered into the covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and soul, and whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman.
在15章第12节这里说，他们就立约要尽心尽性地寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，凡不寻求耶和华以色列神的，无论大小男女，必被致死。
And in verse 15 it reads, All Judah rejoiced concerning the oath. For they had sworn with their whole heart and sought him earnestly, and he let him find him. So the Lord gave them rest on every side.
第15节，犹大众人为所起的事欢喜，因他们是尽心起誓，尽意寻求耶和华，耶和华就被他们寻见，且赐他们四境平安。
So really what stood out to me when I read this was the aspect of the togetherness, to make this covenant together as one.
当我在读这段经文的时候，摸着我的就是说，众人在一起作为一来寻求主，跟主签约。
It's an individual's decision, yes, but there's strength in numbers for us collectively to choose to seek the Lord.
对我们来说，我们每个人都要做决定，但是当我们团体在一起的时候，我们有一个团体的力量。
So that when the going gets tough, we can encourage one another and turn and point one another back towards the Lord.
当这个时代变得艰难的时候，我们可以互相来帮助，我们能够帮助我们一同来回转到主面前来。
This of course doesn't mean that we rely any less on the Lord, but for it's Him who keeps us from falling. But there's great encouragement when brothers and sisters pursue together.
这并不是说我们就可以不依靠我们的主，但是呢，当我们一起来寻求主的时候，我们作为团体，我们有一个特别的保守。
And one thing that we need to be conscientious of is that we're in a body, so all of our decisions in our lives do not impact only our lives, but it impacts the body.
另外一点，我们要知道，我们是生活在这个身体里面，我们任何一个人的决定，不光是影响我们自己的个人的生活，也影响整个的身体。
If one part of the body is given over to sin and practicing it, it may imply to others that it's all right for them to practice it as well.
如果这个身体里面的一个肢体落在罪的里面，那么就会影响其他的肢体，会觉得说也许这是可以的，也去实行。
This will lead to harm and deterioration.
这会带来这个伤害，会带来整个身体的这个亏损。
And this is what happened repeatedly in the history of the Israelites, and it's often what happens today.
这就是以色列历史上常常发生的事情，也是今天这个时代，这个基督的身体里面出现的情况。
Not only is it the practicing of sin, but it's also what is our priority, what is our value, and what is our standard, that really impacts those around us.
不光只是说罪的事情，也包括那些价值、那些标准、那些优先次序。如果到底是什么事情在我们心中是最重要的呢？当一个人有这种不同的看见的时候，会影响整个身体的看见。
If some have elevated these priorities, the values of the world, it becomes easy for others to do the same.
如果 有一些人他们高举这些 不属于基督的事情，那么就会影响整个的身体，也会朝这个错误的方向去。
And if that is the case, then what actually differentiates us from the world?
如果我们所行的跟世界上的一样，那我们跟世界上还有什么区别呢？
And lastly, what really stood out was this aspect of when they made this covenant, there was a true rejoicing.
最后一点我说要提的就是当他们一同来跟神立起誓的时候，里面有个真正的喜乐。
There was loud shouting with trumpets and horns, and there was a great celebration.
他们在那里大声欢呼，吹号吹角，里面有一个非常大的喜乐。
Altar worship was restored, and they sacrificed many oxen and many sheep.
这个他们的祭坛的这个敬拜和侍奉就恢复了，他们献上了很多牛和羊。
They had touched the heart of God, and the Lord was pleased with them and could dwell with them again. And this was the cause of the great celebration.
他们那样的敬拜摸着主的心，主就可以与他们同在，这就是他们为什么里面有那么大的喜乐。
The Lord is looking for His church, His body, the collective whole, not only in a few, but the whole, to make this decision together.
在今天这个时代，主也来在他的教会中间来寻找这样团体的一个光景能够出现。
What a wonderful promise that the Lord gave to Asa during his time.
在亚萨王的时代，主赐给亚萨王的这个应许是何等的奇妙，何等的美好。
Praise God that Asa responded to the warning and sought the Lord with his whole heart and put away the idols, Asherim, high places and restored the altar of God.
我们感谢主，在亚萨的时代，亚萨王对神的这个警告他有回应，用他的全心来寻求主，把那些偶像，把那些丘坛，把那些亚瑟拉的这个像都给他除去，恢复了神的祭坛。
There was nothing he didn't do for the Lord God in those years.
在那些年日里面，他为神做的一切的事情。
May we together as one have the same heart towards the Lord and believe his promise that if we seek him, he will let himself be found.
因为我们今天这个时代，我们能够聚在一起，成为那个一，成为基督的身体，我们有同样的一个心智，同样的一个心思意念来朝着我们的主，并且能够相信神的应许说，我们如果寻找他就必让我们寻见。
This concludes my sharing.
这是我的分享。
好，我们感谢神，我们可以继续就神的话语和弟兄姐妹有交通。
We thank the Lord that we can continue sharing God's word with His people.
我记得前几周建辉弟兄在这里交通的时候。
A couple of weeks ago, when our brother Chen was sharing with us,
他有机会去到主日学儿童的教室。
He was able to visit the Sunday school classroom.
他就看到那白板上写着3月1号。
He saw that on the whiteboard, the date was written March 1st.
那我们知道3月1号是去年，就是2020年3月1号。
We know that was March 1st, 2020, a year ago.
那我们今年是4月，来到4月4号2021年。
And today it's April 4th, 2021.
所以我们这样一看就是这个疫情呢在我们当中已经有一年多的时间了。
So we know that the pandemic has been with us for more than a year.
所以但是回头看时间过得很快。
As we look back, time flies.
但是我们看见我们所经历的一切，我们觉得真的是内心还是对神，对我们的主有很大的感谢。
But as we think about what we've been through, in our hearts, we are grateful to God.
今天早晨我想就跟弟兄姐妹交通几点，我们在这个疫情当中，也许主借着他的话来提醒我们的事。
This morning, I just want to use God's words to remind brothers and sisters of what some of the things that the Lord has shown us through this pandemic.
第一点就是一切都是出于神。
The first point is all things are from God.
我们来读一下哥林多后书5章18节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
我们知道在这疫情一开始的时候，
We know in the beginning of the pandemic,
因为我们对这个病毒的情况了解不够多。
We didn't know too much about the disease.
所以我们一开始就听到很多不同的这种消息。
So we heard lots of differing news.
所以有时候有人就说如果你从外面回到家的话，最好就把衣服全部换掉，然后拿去洗衣机里面洗。
Some people said when you come home from being outside, take off all your clothes and wash them.
那有人就问问题，那我们是不是也要洗个澡呢？
Some people asked, do I need to take a shower then?
那也有人说从外面买东西回来的时候把东西应该放在门口给它晒晒太阳。
Some people said when you bring things home from the store, put it outside and let it, sit in the sun.
不过在我们西雅图地区我们都知道在除了在夏天的话要见到阳光的日子还真的不是很多。
But we know that here in the Pacific Northwest, there's not a lot of sunlight except in the summer.
那也有人说、哦、那把东西就放在车库里摆一摆。
So some other people said, well, put it in the garage for a little bit.
那有弟兄姐妹说那我家没有车库。
So brothers and sisters said, I don't have a garage.
那也有人说、哦、也有人就说、哦、听说在这个病毒、啊、可以悬在空气中很长一段时间。
So people said, well, the virus can linger in the air for a prolonged period of time.
所以有人就说那就决定说干脆不要去这个超市里面买菜买水果这些。
So some people said, don't go to the supermarket to buy groceries.
所以他们就完全用网上来订购。
So they completely bought groceries online.
叫人家送过来。
And have people deliver it.
那我们有听说有人说那如果你从这个超市买回来的东西的话你可能要需要用那个消毒的纸巾把它擦一擦。
Some other people said, if you buy groceries from the supermarket, make sure you wipe it down with a disinfectant.
那所以有人就问那蔬菜跟水果要怎么弄
？So some people ask, what about produce and fruit?
所以我讲这些事情，就是说我们发现说很多东西真是进到我们的脑里面。
I just use these as an example to say that a lot of things entered our minds.
所以我们听到这些事情的时候，我们很或多或少会受到一些影响。
And no matter what, we'll have some type of impact on us.
所以到最后我们就觉得有一点就忧虑起来了。
So at the end, many of us may feel anxiety.
那这时候我们就看见说神就借着这句话来提醒我们。
And during these times, we know that the Lord uses his word to remind us.
那神说一切都是出于他。
We are reminded that all things are from God.
因为什么叫做万事都是出于神呢？
What does that mean that everything is from God?
也就是神告诉我们的，其实神是掌管万事。
This tells us that God is in charge of all.
所以一旦我们灵里面的眼睛打开了，看见这句话。
So when the eyes of our spirit are open and we see this word.
就是看见这句话的实际。
We know that this is true.
我们就知道说，不论世界上发生什么样的事情。
We know that no matter what happens in this world,
不论什么样的事情正在进行当中
no matter what type of situation we're in,
我们的神仍然永远坐在他的宝座上
our God always sits on his throne.
所以一旦我们有这样的认识
if we have this knowledge,
我们想第一点我们心中应该就会马上就有平安
the first point is we'll have peace in our hearts.
我相信这是真的
I trust this is real.
因为我自己经历到这个时期
Because I have experienced this myself.
我也听见许多弟兄姊妹的见证
I know many testimonies from brothers and sisters.
就当我们眼睛一看见神的时候
And as soon as our eyes see the Lord,
我们心里立刻就有一个平安
In our hearts we have a peace.
感谢主刚才我们弟兄教宗也说这个安息这个 rest 非常重要
Thank the Lord that our brother just shared that rest is important.
因为这个平安这个安息是让我们可以说在神面前有更多被他使用的机会
Because we know that if we have rest, we'll be able to be used by the Lord.
因为神的工作的确需要有更多的器皿，他能得到更多的器皿，然后神的工作才可以往前。
God wishes to gain instruments that His work can be continued.
所以我们作为神的儿女，如果我们心中有安息、有平安
，So as brothers and sisters, our children of God, if we have peace,
我们知道我们可以更多为神所用。
We know that we can be used even more by the Lord.
那神的工作也可以。加速的能够完成
And the Lord's work can be added to and completed.
所以这第一个就是我们得到平安
So the first point is we may receive peace.
第二个我们看见说我们是神的儿女
Second, we see that we are God's children.
所以我们不仅有平安我们可以来信靠我们的天父
So not only that we have peace, we can rely on our Heavenly Father.
所以真的是我们的神是伟大的神
Our God is an awesome God.
如果我们能够靠在他的胸怀里这是何等这是何等的福分。
And it's a blessing that we can rest in his bosom.
所以我们现在讲到说信靠神。
So now we talk about having faith in the Lord.
那信靠神之后一个 很正常的下一步骤就是要来顺服神。
After having faith in the Lord, we have to obey him.
所以我们诗歌有一首诗歌就是 trust and obey, 信而顺服。
So there is a hymn we know, trust and obey.
我们亲爱的弟兄上周也说他很喜欢这首诗歌。
Our brother last week also shared that he likes this hymn.
的确，当我们能够信靠神，我们自然一个反应就是我们要来顺服神。
When we trust the Lord, we naturally want to obey the Lord.
因为他是掌管万事的神。
Because everything is in His hands.
所以我们为这个大大感谢神。
So we thank the Lord for this.
所以的确，当我们有这样的清楚的看见之后
，When we have this clear vision.
不论有各样任何的消息，任何的事情发生
，No matter what news that we hear.
那我们都可以说，也是我们弟兄建议说提醒我们的是彼得前书五章七节。
We can be reminded as in written in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
所以我们可以将一切的忧虑卸给神。
Having cast all your anxiety on him.
因为他顾念我们。
Because he cares about you.
的确神爱我们。
Truly the Lord loves us.
神顾念我们。
He cares for us.
而且万事都是出于神。
And all things are from him.
啊，这是我们觉得第一点神在他话语里面给我们一个非常坚固的一个保障。
So this is the first point, this promise that he gives us in his word.
那第二件事情我们看见的就是
The second piece that we see,
不仅说是万事是出于神
not just that all things are from God,
而且我们看见万事都互相效力
but we see all things work together.
因为我们知道我们的神是有旨意的神
Because our God has purpose.
所以神行做万事的时候不是随便做乱做一通。
So as he made the universe, it's not random.
所以他做每件事情他是按着他的旨意往前行。
Everything is in accordance to his will.
那我们知道万事都互相效力这句话实在是非常宝贵。
So you know it's a precious word that all things work together.
这句话是来自罗马书八章二十八节。
These words come from Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
这里写到。
And it writes,
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
所以我们看见说所有的事情他们都是朝着一个目的来前进。
So we know that all things work together for one purpose.
那我们看见这节经文里面也有一个关键的话 keyword.
There's a key word in this verse.
就是要爱神。
For those who love God.
我们知道在旧约的生命记里面。
We know that in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy.
这句话爱耶和华你的神出现了好多次。
This word, love the Lord your God, appears in several places.
那我们知道生命记的时间呢是以色列人已经在旷野绕行了40年。
The timeline of Deuteronomy was when the Israelites were already in the wilderness for 40 years.
其实以色列人不需要在旷野中绕40年。
And the truth, in fact, the Israelites did not need to be in the wilderness for 40 years.
但是我们读以色列人的历史的时候
But as we read the history of the Israelites,
我们的确看到
we see,
当他们出埃及的时候
when they left Egypt,
他们遇见很多的难处
they faced many difficulties.
他们甚至对神向神发了很多的怨言
They had a lot of requests before the Lord
甚至是神吩咐摩西把这些以色列人带出来
The Lord called Moses to bring the people out
他们甚至连摩西都我们知道摩西是圣经上记载他是非常谦卑的人
So we know that the Bible depicts Moses as a humble man
他们甚至连摩西都激怒了
But even Moses was
angered
was angered
所以我们记得在圣经上记载说摩西就举起杖
So we know in the scripture it says that he lifted his rod
然后击打了磐石两次
And he struck the rock twice
就这么一做结果造成摩西自己很大的亏损
And there was a lot of repercussions for Moses because of this
因为神是吩咐他说这时候你只要吩咐磐石就会出水
Because the Lord said to him, speak to the rock, and then water will come out.
但摩西被这些百姓所激怒了。
But he was angered by these people.
所以他拿起杖来击打了磐石。
So he took the rod and struck the rock.
所以神就对他说。
So the Lord spoke to him.
因此你不能进迦南美地。
From now on, you cannot enter the promised land of Canaan.
我们知道这对摩西自己他觉得是一个很大的亏损。
We know this is a huge disappointment for Moses.
事实上在圣经上也记载着摩西后来一直也跟神求说让他进迦南地。
We see in the scripture that Moses asked the Lord to change his mind.
但是神说不行。
But the Lord said no.
但是神的确还是有怜悯的神。
But the Lord was still a merciful God.
所以说我们知道神把他带到山上，让他看了迦南美地。
So the Lord brought him to the mountain that he can see the land of Canaan.
所以我们从这一切以色列人的这些行为，我们看见说，真是以色列人在出埃及之后，他们有很多难处。
So we see from the experiences of the Israelites that in their exodus from Egypt, they encountered many difficulties.
然后在绕行旷野四十年之后
，as they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years，
摩西也真的是跟着他们四十年。
Moses also was with them for these 40 years。
所以我相信摩西这时候心里他是有一个深切的认识。
I trust that Moses had a deep understanding of the Lord。
因为他非常知道说不是以色列人没有看见神迹。
He knew that it wasn't because the Israelites didn't see miracles.
不是以色列人没有看见神的大的作为。
It's not that they didn't see the awesome works of the Lord.
因为我们如果回忆一下。
Because if we remember,
以色列人在出埃及那个晚上。
On the night that they left Egypt,
他们靠着羔羊的血得蒙保守。
By the blood of the lamb, they were able to receive redemption.
然后他们离开埃及之后。
As they left Egypt,
他们过了红海
，as they crossed the Red Sea，
好像走干地一样
，as if walking on dry land，
这是一个大神迹
，this is a great miracle。
那我们再看见白天就是日间有云柱，晚上有火柱
，and there was a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night to lead them。
这些都是神的作为
，these are all God's works。
甚至我们看见他们到了旷野的时候
，and as they entered the wilderness，
来到一个地方叫马拉，就是在苦。苦的意思
As they came to a place called Marah, which means bitterness.
因为那里的水很苦，不能喝。
Because the water there was bitter and could not be drank.
所以神就把那个水变成甜的，可以喝的。
God made the water there sweet, so it could be drunk.
甚至我们看见说，在以色列在旷野里面四十年。
And we see that the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years.
圣经上记载说，他们的衣服跟鞋子没有坏掉。
But their clothing and their shoes did not wear out.
所以这一切一切都说明说。神的作为神迹在他们身上是太多了。
So we see that the signs of the Lord on them were innumerable.
但是摩西看到说以色列还有这么多的问题在。
But Moses saw that the Israelites still had so many problems with their faith.
所以这其中是有一个原因。
There's a reason for this.
所以这是神就启示摩西。
And so the Lord asked Moses.
启示摩西，启示 reveal.
The Lord revealed to Moses.
这句话很重要。
This word is important.
爱耶和华你的神。
Love the Lord your God.
所以我们现在知道。
So now we know.
以色列人的问题不在于说他们没有看见神的作为。
The problem with the Israelites wasn't that they didn't see the Lord's works.
而是他们没有爱耶和华他们的神。
But it was they did not love the Lord their God.
换句话说他们和神之间没有一个爱的关系。
In other words, they didn't have a love relationship with the Lord.
我们知道我们的神是不变的神。
We know our God is an unchanging God.
神是永远爱着我们。
He always loves us.
但是如果我们与神没有爱的关系的时候。
But if we lack this loving relationship with him.
那我们就会像以色列一样产生许多许多的问题。
And we will also have many difficulties just like the Israelites.
所以为什么罗马书八章二十八节这里说到。
So why in Romans 8:28 it writes.
当万事互相效力的时候。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good.
这是为了一个目的。
It's for one purpose.
是叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
所以爱神这实在是非常重要的事。
So to love God is of critical importance.
我们知道爱耶和华你的神，这是在旧约中申命记出现很多次的话。
So we know that this is a word that repeats itself in Deuteronomy.
那到了新约，我们的主耶稣自己，他也再一次确认这个事情的重要性。
But even in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ emphasizes the importance of this.
也在马太福音22章37节，主耶稣基督亲口这样说。
In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus explicitly says,
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣基督在38节又再继续说。
In Matthew 22 verse 38, he continues.
他说这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
This is the first and great commandment.
讲到第一。
When we mention the first.
就表示这个诫命是超过所有 所有其他的分命令都在这个诫命之下。
This means that this is more important than any other commandment.
换句话说，我们可以这样去领会。
In other words, we can take from this.
如果我们做了许多事，服侍神，方面在很多方面服侍神。
If we serve the Lord in many different ways.
但是如果我们做这些事情不是出于爱。
But we lack love.
那这些事情就都在神面前没有价值。
Then these things have no class, no value.
因为爱神必须是诫命中第一的。
Because the love of the Lord must be first.
所以感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
那主耶稣基督在这里又跟说这个是不但是第一而且是最大最大的。
The Lord doesn't just say it's the first, but he says it's the great.
那最大的我想我们可以这样去可以这样去认识。
So the greatest can be understood.
就是我们向着神爱必须是超过一切的。
That our love to the Lord must surpass all else.
所以感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
在罗马书八章二十八节这里讲到非常清楚，是要叫爱神的人得益处。
In Romans 8:28, we see it's very clear that for those who love God, He causes all things to work together for good.
所以当我们在这种事情，在这还在疫情当中的时候，很多事情在来扰乱我们的时候。
So as we continue this pandemic and many difficulties come our way,
当我们作为神的儿女，我们可以做的事就是，我们应该尽量放胆的去爱神。
What we can do as God's people is we can continue to love Him.
因为这实在是一个非常关键、非常重要的事。
Because this is of most importance.
因为我们看见说，罗马书在这里讲的非常清楚，是要叫爱神的人、爱神的人得益处。
As it says in Romans, it's for those who love God, all things work together for good.
那我们也知道说，神的确。当我们爱神的时候，神会把他的福分来赐给我们。
And as we love him, he will give us his blessings.
但是我们也知道说，其实神他最大赐给我们，能够赐给我们最大的福分就是神他自己。
But we know that the biggest blessing that God can give us is himself.
所以这里叫爱神人得益处，我们是可以领会，我们得到很多的福分。
So we know that we have, those who love God have received many blessings.
但是我们也可以在看到大卫他在灵里面他看见一件事情。
We know, King David in his spirit he saw one thing.
因为在诗篇十六篇第二节那里有说到。
In Psalm 16 verse 2 he writes,
他说我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主。我的好处不在你以外。
David writes, I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have nothing good beside you.
我的好处不在你之外。
There is nothing good besides you.
所以我们看见说神给我们所有的福分。
So we know that all the blessing the Lord gives us.
其实神是在指向一件事情。
It's only, points to one thing.
因为我们的好处不在神自己之外。
Nothing good I have is outside of the Lord.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们可以要多多的爱神。
That we can love him more.
尽量的爱神。
Love him even continuously.
所以我们神就会再次把他自己显现给我们。
And he will give himself to us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这疫情的当中。
In the midst of the pandemic.
我们的确很多事情我们可以从神的话语里面得到帮助。
We can receive help from his word.
我今天早上也因时间的关系
This morning, because of time,
我就先交通这两点
I'll just share these two points.
我们知道只要我们愿意来看见我们的神依靠我们的神
We know that whenever we're willing to come before the Lord and rely on him,
神一直会带领我们
He will continue to lead us,
保守我们
and take care of us,
而且使用我们
and use us,
使他的工作就是他再来的那个应许早日的实现
And that his coming may, be hastened.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
好，我们最后有一点祷告。
Let's have a closing word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在满心的感谢你。
Lord, we're full of thanksgiving before you.
我们每次想到你的时候。
Whenever we think of you.
我们自己觉得非常的惭愧。
We know that we're inadequate.
主啊，因为你已经把你自己给了我们。
Because you have already given yourself to us.
但是我们却好像没有那么珍惜你。
But it seems that we don't value you enough.
主啊，但是我们也感谢你。
But we also thank you.
你从来没有放弃我们。
You have never given up on us.
你借着你自己的话语天天来提醒我们。
You use your word to remind us daily.
你的话语也是坚固我们。
And you strengthen us through your word.
我们使我们能够在这世上过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
That we can live a life that's pleasing to you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当你在我们同在当中的时候
，And as you dwell in our presence,
我们实在心里就觉得欢喜。
Our hearts are full of joy.
我们所有的忧虑也就能够卸在你面前。
Our anxieties can be laid at your feet.
我们知道你掌管万事。
Because we know that your hands take care of all.
主要愿你的圣灵常常来提醒我们。
May your spirit remind us frequently.
让我们记得我们与你是应当有个爱的关系。
That we may have a love relationship with you.
谢谢你先爱了我们。
Thank you that you first loved us.
让我们可以来对你的爱有回报。
That we can respond to your love.
主要愿众儿女们我们一同来爱你。
That with the congregation we can together love you.
愿你的旨意速速的成就。
May your will be done.
我们这样祷告
We pray this
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名
In your overcoming name
Amen
Amen
好真是感谢神一路的带领我们
Thank the Lord for continuing to lead us this entire way
所以在这个疫情的当中我们仍然能够一同聚在主的面前
In the midst of the pandemic that we can meet together
好我们也祷告我们可以很快的这个疫情可以到一个据点。
We pray that the pandemic may end quickly.
那我们也可以很快的能够和弟兄姐妹一起在面对面的来相聚在主的面前。
And we'll be able to meet face to face with our brothers and sisters.
我们再有几件事情报告。
Just a few announcements.
我们周二、周五和周六，周二的祷告聚会、周五、周六的读经聚会都仍然在网上。
We continue our Tuesday prayer meeting, Friday and Saturday Bible studies online.
那主日聚会我们也仍然是在用线上的方式举行。
Our Sunday worship service also continue online.
我们提醒弟兄姊妹能够在主日的时候不论是你自己的家庭或者几个家或者弟兄姐妹们我们可以一起有波饼聚会。
We encourage you to continue your breaking of bread services either on your own,or with your family, or with some local families.
我们下个主日的信息聚会是有两位弟兄交通。
Next Sunday, two brothers will be sharing with us.
柯云弟兄和王继衍弟兄。
Brother 柯云 and Brother Wang.
翻译的弟兄是张立邦弟兄和李世博弟兄。
Our translators are Brother Ben Chang and Brother Li.
我们请弟兄姐妹也继续为着下个主日的交通聚会交通来祷告。
We pray that our brothers and sisters may remember this in your prayers.
儿童班的聚会呢是星期五晚上是7点到7点45。
Our children's ministry continues on Friday evenings from 7 to 7:45.
主日的时间是12点到12点50。
And on Sunday from 12 to 12:50.
今年的西岸特会呢是也是用决定在线上用线上的方式。
This year's West Coast Christian Conference will occur online.
时间是7月28号到8月1号。
The dates are July 28th to August 1st.
今年的主题是教会属灵的实际。
This year's topic is
The Spiritual Reality of Church.
Spiritual Reality of Church.
我们请弟兄姐妹为这西岸特会来祷告。
We pray that our brothers and sisters may remember this in your prayers.
好然后报名的话是4月中开始也请弟兄姐妹能够尽快报名。
Registration starts mid-April, and we urge brothers and sisters to do so quickly.
我们也请弟兄姐妹继续为着我们在处在这个国家的情况来祷告。
We pray that brothers and sisters may continue to lift up our country.
让更多的人能够认识我们的主。
That more people may come to know the Lord.
也让我们所属这个国家能够有平安。
That there may be peace in this country.
我们今天报告又停在这里。
We'll end our announcements here today.
好，我们弟兄姐妹再会。
And we'll meet again.